High school game of the week coming up between the Cherryvale Chargers and the Humboldt Cubs. I'm Shane Neal, just a couple minutes before tip, and we're joined by Cherryvale head coach Rodney Vigil. Coach, thanks so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. And something I'm really excited for, we did the Cherryvale Neo Deshaies game last week. It was the first time I got to see your team this year, Coach. And somebody I was really impressed with your backcourt as a whole. A lot of leadership, a lot of veterans in that rotation with Stetson Schaefer, Trevin Elam, and a guy that I was really impressed with, Brock Robertson, all night long. The three-headed monster, if you will. You have to feel good about the veteran presence of your backcourt.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we have three seniors on our team and only one junior, but Stetson's he's a very gifted player, and they do a good job, moving the ball around and getting good looks for each other.
Coach, something I noticed as well is Trevin Elam, of course, a multi-sport athlete, and the first time we got to see him this year was on the football field, and he almost plays that way a little bit at times on the basketball court as well, not afraid of shying away from contact. He's always making that play where he's embracing driving inside, he's embracing going up for those tough rebounds, diving for those loose balls. Has to feel good sometimes to maybe have a guy that's a football player first on the basketball court.
Yeah, it does, as long as they stay out of foul trouble, you know what I mean? And he does it. He does a good job. He's not afraid of contact. He's not afraid to get the ball to the rim. And he does a really good job of getting that first step on the defender and getting to the rim. But you're right. It does. We like it as long as he stays out of foul trouble.
Coach, this will be our first time seeing the Humboldt Cubs this year. What can you tell us about your experience coaching against Humboldt and what they bring to the court?
Well, first of all, you know, Coach Taylor does a wonderful job with them. I mean, he does. He gets a lot out of his players. I mean, they go hard. They're going to get up and down. They're going to be in your face on the defensive end. He'll run that. He's like a flex shuffle cut offense, which is it's pretty tough to pick up for a lot of schools. You know, as far as you know, they do a lot of movement with it, and they get a lot of good looks on the, especially on the blocks. But they do a great job. I mean, I don't believe they've lost yet this year. They're playing good basketball again, and we're looking forward for the opportunity of going down there and seeing what we can do.
Coach, Neo Deshaies did a nice job for most of that game, hanging around with, playing kind of a slower pace and making sure that game didn't get out of hand. But something I really noticed that really helped your team separate late in that game was the anticipation of the passing lanes. Brock Robertson in particular did a great job jumping the lanes. I think he ended up with six steals and just anticipating those passes from that backcourt and from that perimeter offense from Neo Deshaies. So how are you going to make sure that your team kind of stays focused and stays locked in on the defensive end like that and making sure they can take advantage of almost careless or lazy passes and turning that into offense?
You know, that's something we work on all the time is, something we stress a lot in practice. You know, that help side is huge. You know, it's important for help side, but it's also important to, get a deflect, get a steal if somebody kind of lackadaisical with the ball because you can see everything so well. And, Deshaies, it's the second time we played them, and, they've gotten so much better. You know, Coach Hart does a wonderful job with them as well. They got a lot of size, and they can shoot the ball real well. They're a young team. They're also, and they're going to continue to improve. But a lot of it is making sure that we can apply pressure on the ball and that we are in, sound, gap help responsibility and, maintaining the energy on the defensive end.
A great matchup in store for us here on our Friday night high school game of the week, the Cherryvale Chargers and the Humboldt Cubs. Cherryvale head coach Rodney Vigil, good enough to join us here before tip. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your time.